Blackstone Publishing presents Fire, a Brood Novel by Molly McAdams. This book is read by Aaron Mallon and Jason Clark. Prologue. Beau. 2 weeks ago. I leaned forward and bit at Wyatt's afternoon snack, pretending like I was going to snatch it out of his hand midair.
Dad!
He called out again through his laughter and playfully pushed at my face.
That's mine!
Mine, I argued, and pointed to the rest of his snack on the plate in front of him. Says my name right there. Quinn giggled softly from my other side as another belly laugh left my oldest son.
It doesn't say nothing,
he drawled. Anything, I corrected gently. Doesn't say anything. Wyatt just smiled like the little cheeser he was and took a big bite. I ruffled his hair as I stood from the large round table in the kitchen and leaned down to kiss the top of Quinn's head before heading over to where Savannah was standing at one of the islands, her tiny body moving to the soft music filling the kitchen. A subtle smile on her face as she rolled out dough for whatever she planned on baking next, even though there was a cake cooling on the other island. Wife, I murmured as I brought her into my arms and dipped down to capture her mouth, all sugar with hints of lemon.
Missed you,
she whispered when I pulled away, her golden eyes bright as they searched my face.
How was work?
Work, I responded with my typical answer. I liked my job. I really did. Coaching the sports teams at the high school was good for me, and it was financially necessary for my family. With Amber as small as it was, we barely had enough people coming through, staying at our bed and breakfast to cover the bills. But my other job meant leaving Savannah to run Blossom alone for half the day. Not being there to help her, that shit weighed heavily on me. So it didn't matter how much I enjoyed it. It was only ever just work. How was it here? I asked as my attention shifted to where our baby, Levi, was sleeping on an activity blanket.
Pretty quiet, actually.
My head snapped to the side when loud banging sounded at the front door. A quick glance at Savannah's furrowed brow had me releasing her and heading that way, making another sweep around the kitchen to make sure my kids were where I'd left them as I did. If we were expecting a new guest, Savannah would have told me. If one had called last minute, she wouldn't have looked surprised. If it were Sawyer, Guy would have walked in without knocking. And something about the knock set me on edge, like it had been filled with anger.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?